This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The Answer San Diego presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right. Good morning, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. My co-host, Kevin. Your mic's not on. You got to yell louder if you want to use my
mic. Morning. Oh, well.
There it is. It's on.
Okay. Good now morning. Good morning.
It's all well. He's looking around for a button to push. You don't have any control over that, my friend.
I know. That's the sound guy.
He's the operating engineer over there. He's flipping the switches and kicking the toggles. You never heard that before?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yep. He's doing a good job too. So we appreciate him because he helps us and screens our calls and all those great things when you folks call in. So give us a call here. Anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170 as you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego here. And we're happy to take any of your automotive-related questions. Busy week this week, man. Temperatures up. Cars having issues, you know. Lots of things to work on. Good stuff for sure. I do want to remind folks, the show is brought to you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified. For over 28 years now here up there in North County taking care of folks. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and smog certified out there in East County taking care of folks for over 7 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission right in Central San Diego over there on 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified taking care of folks over there for over 3 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, in Eastgate Mall, just right across the freeway from where the studio is here. Taking care of folks there in the Golden Triangle, AAA approved and STAR certified now for over a year since switching over from Miramar 76, which, if y'all remember, was Dan's facility, and Dan was on the radio with me for a long time. And now Dan is gone to being semi-retired. We're all working together, but he's doing other things too. All of us at the West Automotive Group, my employees and myself, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as we all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. We're there to help you with your vehicles and treat you like family. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Stop in and get one of the cards with us, and you can use it on any repair, and you can use it over again. So anything that comes up on your vehicle makes it simple and easy, and gives you 6 months with no interest to pay for it. You can also take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. If you think you're having a transmission issue, get it into one of our facilities so our transmission experts can diagnose it. You know, a lot of times we see vehicles that end up not being a transmission issue that somebody's called out a transmission before. It's happened multiple times, and we're here to help you out with it. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles at all locations. Jump on to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And I got a good question this week about, podcasts and where to get them, et cetera. Our podcast, if you miss a show, et cetera. But if you go to westautomotivegroup.com, go to the bottom, click on Auto Talk, listen now. It takes you to our Auto Talk page, and they're all there. And you can download them and or listen to them right there at the present time. But you can download them onto whatever device and listen to them even when you don't have internet, et cetera. So go to westautomotivegroup.com to the bottom, click on Auto Talk. You can also click on the Auto Man, where I'm the Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning and for the CW and Friday evening news. And then also on Fox 5, Wednesday morning news. I do this segment on there also. So you can check me out where the Auto Man on Fox 5 San Diego and the CW San Diego. And you know what? Good stuff. Hop on there and check it out for sure. And you can also, while you're on the West Automotive Group, check out all four of our locations, all of our employees, everybody that works with us, and what we're all about. You can also make appointments, et cetera, from there, or just ask questions. That's westautomotivegroup.com. But this morning, or also, I should let you know, if you need to email us or would like to email us with any questions or information, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But this morning, like I said, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related here on The Answer San Diego, this is Auto Talk Radio. What are we talking about this morning, Kevin?
Vibrations. Vibration concerns.
Good vibrations. Don't start.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm not singing this early in the morning. Go ahead.
If you own a car long enough, there's a good chance you'll develop an auto problem of some nature. Well, yeah. You own a car for a couple days, you could develop an auto problem of some nature without question.
And even a brand new car can.
Oh, well, if things that's, break. That's there's
why,
no lie.
That's why you have a warranty when you buy a brand new car.
Yeah, exactly.
Mechanical things do break.
They do. They do. And one of the most common and most bothersome problems is vibration. Why? Because it can be hard to diagnose. So.
Well, also it's annoying. It's when you're very, driving the car.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're trying to shake up your chocolate milk.
That's still not a great idea, shake up your chocolate milk. What's more, it often creeps up on you gradually and slowly, which is true with a vibration. It can start out a very small vibration, and over time is whatever it is causing vibration can get worse, obviously. Until one day you find yourself wondering how you ever put up with such an annoyance. One of the vibrations that comes in that way is brake rotor pulsation. When you first start getting, you know, you notice a little bit when you brake, and then it gets bad enough that it's like shaking the whole vehicle when you
normally
step on the
brake. Notice it at high speeds before you notice it at low speeds too.
Correct. But it just seems to, once the rotors start to warp like that, they just seem to get worse and worse and worse. So that's one thing that can be a vibration. And a fix can be something relatively cheap and simple sometimes, like a tire rotation or balance, or could signal a more serious problem, more costly, like a steering or suspension issue or an engine, internal engine issue.
Could be an axle. Yeah. Could be.
Now, we just had a
U-joint.
We just had a Yukon in that they were folks had been struggling with trying to get that vibration diagnosed. They'd done several other things to the vehicle. And one of the things is having all the tools to be able to diagnose these vibrations. And we actually ended up having to spend some time and use our ears. And we have these electronic ears, right, Kevin, that we put on different areas of the vehicle so you can determine where vibrations or noises are coming from. And that was kind of a noise vibration thing going on.
Yeah, the new ones are kind of different than they used to be, too. They used to be just like these clip-on things that just clipped on and it rattled to the vibration. Well, I've seen the new one because everything is wireless and you just have to run all the wires and zip tie everything up and just clamp these clamps on there. Correct. Now they're like these little... I don't know. It's kind of weird. They're little receivers.
Yeah, little receivers that it... Well, technology's come a long way. So, and we do have that set up at the West Automotive Group. It helps our techs pinpoint and diagnose things like that. So, it's a good thing to do and use. Great stuff because it helps you diagnose things quickly and more properly and those. So, that's why we use those. But important for sure. So diagnosing car trouble at early stages may seem like a hassle. Well, and that's one of the things we're talking about and why it can be and trying to prevent throwing things at a vehicle, which if you ever listen to the show regularly, you know I'm not a big fan of. Proper diagnosis is truly the way to go. And that's the best way to get a problem handled without question. So,
well, it's like anything in life, a little time and effort and make it right.
Well, correct, because you can spend a lot of money just trying to fix something by throwing parts at a car.
And end up spending more time and...
Yeah. Well, you guys, it just keeps going and going, you know, and that's never good. So the cause of a shimmy or shake, you can ask yourself how bad can this get? Well, pretty bad. I remember we had a car. There was a young lady that worked in Escondido, and she... first time she came in to see us, but she'd been driving the 78 freeway and the vibration had got so bad that she was like, oh, I got to get this in. And obviously she was on a limited budget setter. When we looked at the car, I'll never forget this because it wasn't that hard to find. But when we looked at the car, there was such a separation of a tire. And she said she'd been driving that way for months. So the dangerous thing is like something that just happened on the freeway up in North County. I think it was a week and a half ago. People, they blew out a tire. They exited the freeway. The young lady drive, this isn't the people that were at our shop, but the young lady driving, they had bad tires on the car. The young lady driving was injured severely. Boyfriend, fiance, husband, whoever was in the car with her, he actually died.
What?
He was ejected from the vehicle. He didn't have a seatbelt on.
Oh, because the car rolled or something.
I don't know if it rolled, but it went down an embankment after it blew a tire and exited the freeway and hit a tree or something.
Okay. So she lost control of it. I mean, which is common.
Which can happen. Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're not used to, if you've never driven a car that a tire's blown out, especially at high speed. You know, you can, if it you do swerving. The wrong, you do the wrong thing, it quickly can go wrong fast. So,
yes.
You know, tires are extremely important, one of those things. So that's why when you have an issue like this, it's important to definitely get it checked out.
Not only is it important to you when a situation like that, if a tire separates and it flings through the air, it can go through someone's windshield. Can damage another car when it runs over it, blah, blah. So,
although with passenger car tires, typically we don't see, unlike semi tires that retreads come off and they go flying in the air, you don't typically see that much with a regular car tire, but big chunks.
You know what? We had one, this was like 10 years ago on our big truck come apart. It was a brand new tire too. Uh-huh. It wasn't a retread or something like that.
Yeah.
And this company had a problem with them. And you know what? They ended up paying to have our truck, the whole bed replaced on our truck when it came apart.
It came apart and beat the heck out of the side of the truck.
Yep. And the whole side of the bed had to be replaced.
We see that happen a lot with tires on, when dealing with, trailers, like, you know, toy box trailers, things like
that. Happened to mine.
Cause they set for a long period of time and then they may still have good tread on them, but they dry rot, right? And then they tend to get hot.
Even if it
out.
Doesn't dry rot, even if it gets from it sitting there because they're radials, it'll actually, you know, because, you know, the metal bends, the radial part of it. Yeah. And then you go to thing, and as it egg shapes and starts coming back in, it'll separate and come off.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, so, and which causes a lot of damage to a vehicle or a trailer or whatever usually.
Yeah, especially when it comes apart inside.
It rips a hole through the floor. So, and you may not feel that vibration right away. So.
No, I didn't feel a thing. I didn't feel it until it came apart. That was that.
Yeah, it does happen. So when you're talking about vibrations, you know, it can even come from engine. There's strange vibrations from engines that happen, different RPMs, things like that. Sometimes a shake or shudder will emanate from the engine compartment because the engine isn't getting enough air, fuel, spark, misfire, whatever. I mean, we see those kind of vibrations too, not necessarily just tire related, but tires are a big safety problem for sure. A misfire from an engine, a vibration, usually won't put you off the side of the road as far as into an accident, but a failed tire is a bad scenario. So I guess I can't mention enough how important it is that, and what do we do every time we service a vehicle? We look at the tires. And some of these cars, you know, when I was writing this, I was thinking to myself, you know, it's so many cars these days because the way cars are built and the profile of them, you can't see the whole tire, right? And they're low to the ground. So the only real way to see the tire and inspect them is to have the vehicle in the air.
And turn the tire around.
Yeah, it's very difficult to do on the ground, you know? So when you're looking at these tires in separation, it's way easier just to spin them while they're on the car and, you know, up in the air and take a good look at them for sure. Some of the symptoms that might indicate such an engine-related issue, though, when we're talking about engine shakes, is shudder or jerking occurs during acceleration. Car starts and drives fine for a while, but later begins to shake, things like that. Usually these days with newer cars, we get a check engine light for those issues for sure. So one of those things that starts to show up right afterwards. you know, when it starts. So, and then a newer car will pick up on the misfire issues like that. So usually you'll get a check engine light. And there's several other items that can cause vibrations, etc. We're going to take a break real quick. If you are up and awake and got any automotive related questions, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. This is Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way on The Answer San Diego. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and house with me still is Kevin Bowersock, my co-host.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good vibrations waking us up. Good, I mean, sorry, bad vibrations.
You have a bad vibration waking you up? That's never good. Never good. Never good to have a bad vibration. Right?
Right.
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 Right. All right, folks, thanks for joining us. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170, 1-888-344-1170. As we are talking vibrations on vehicles and different issues, for sure. But we're here to answer any of your automotive-related questions. If you're up and listening and you got an automotive-related question, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, here at Auto Talk Radio. So we've talked about with vibrations, tires, obviously, which can be an extreme concern, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want tires can put you in a bad situation, not only just off the side of the road and broke down, but if you blow a tire at high speed, it can be a bad day and not in a good way whatsoever. So and then we talked about engine concerns as far as, you know, the engine jerking or running rough or whatever. And there's a lot of things that can cause, you know, symptoms from an engine, obviously. And usually these days, I was saying you get a check engine light if you have a newer vehicle, you know, 1996 or newer, you'll get yourself usually a check engine light for any issues like that are picked up by the vehicle itself. It's always monitoring itself, correct?
Yes.
Yep. So, but some of the symptoms can be for, you know, it's time for spark plugs or wires or, but I would hope that you're having your vehicle serviced properly. And if so, you're doing those by time and mileage and somebody's looking at them and you don't need to, if you leave it until we got misfires, as we often talk about, you can do other damage to the vehicle, which is not great. So, but these are some things that if left could cause that. We do still often see vehicles that spark plugs, you know, clients that I've been in for the first time and nobody's ever recommended spark plugs to them. They got like 125,000 miles in the car. So it's easy to forget about those, I guess, because our spark plugs last so long now.
Well, especially as many miles as we put on a car in this day and age, it's like,
it goes by quick, huh?
Well, especially, yeah, when you have kids and you got to get them here, got to get to work, got to get back. As a nation, we're on the go a lot more than we used to be.
That's for sure. Well,
100,000 miles used to last a lot longer in a car. Now it's like 2 years, you might have 100,000 miles in your car.
I always say 200,000 is the new 100,000. You can easily get 200,000 miles out of a car these days, too, without question.
Yes.
Before, it, you know, you have to consider replacing it. Although some folks don't like to drive a car that far. They'd rather spend their money on buying another one. But just depends on where you're at and what you're doing. But, you can get a lot of miles out of a car these days. No question in my mind. I'm Mr. 350,000 right now. So she's going strong.
My car, I was looking at my car today. It's at 295,000.
Oh, I think. But you have some more issues with your car than I have with my truck.
Yeah. I keep that one.
That's your work car.
Well, it's not even that. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do.
And, I know. You were saying that last time.
So, I mean, I keep tires, brakes on it. I keep...
Well, the important stuff.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah, no question.
when it gets hot, when it gets, but normally I just drive that car back and forth to work.
Uh-huh.
If it if I do a hot soak on it, yeah, I my converter valve will stick a little bit. I'm like,
it only stalls, it stops.
No, it only does that like when you first start out. It,
I know.
And then it's fine. But I'm like,
do you want to spend the energy to fix it?
Well,
that's a lot of work.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of car I want. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I have one more kid in high school. And you know what? Paying his car insurance is like making a car payment.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like, I want to say his car insurance is like $300.
He's had a couple tickets and a good accident too, didn't he?
Well, he has one accident and a ticket. But the ticket hasn't gone through yet.
Oh.
Because he was in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID happens.
Oh.
So since there's no court.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nothing's going.
He's probably
going
to be 18 before he even has to deal with this ticket.
That doesn't matter though. At 18, a ticket still is not on your record either.
Yeah, but it won't be my problem then. He'll have to pay his own car insurance.
Sure. Yeah, we'll see about that. Anyway, boys will be boys and learning to drive. They tend to den up.
And you know
things.
What? I'm sure I didn't listen to Dad neither, and he's not listening to me. So he did slow down though after he got his speeding ticket.
I'd hope so. Once he finds out how much it's going to cost him, too, if you're going to make him, because he's working, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're I'm sure you're going to make him pay for that ticket.
Yes.
Yeah. So once I'm sure
there's certain things you
got
to make your kids pay for, because you know what? They got to figure out. I mean, he does give me a little bit of his car insurance. He has, you know, he does pay for a little bit of it, but
he couldn't afford to pay for it all.
No.
For sure. And
I don't have a problem helping him, but at the same time, your kids got to know, like, your kid's got to be able to, you know, he's starting to learn how to, you know, he's got his job. Mm-hmm. He's starting to learn how to, you know, have a finance and set up and save his money and stuff like that. I mean, he does still do things like, I'm going to buy mud tires for my truck, so I'm going to blow my watt. But he's been saving his money and buying this stuff. He's learning value.
He does a lot of stuff with his truck. I know that's for sure. So, being a kid.
Yep. So, I'm just glad he's doing good things with his money, at least. At least he's spending it on four-wheel and off-road stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Which is car stuff is great. All right, so back to here talking about cars and vibrations and things we got. Christian's had a lot of vibrations with his truck along the way, I'm sure. So things that he's done to it. Anyway, so also like dirty air filters issues, you know, and that when I was writing this, besides vibrations with cars, one of the things that I was really thinking about also was like how not changing an air filter and it gets contaminated and it gets small tears in it and the dirt goes through. Not only can it get in the engine and it's like a sand kind of damage to it, but mass air flow sensors shortens the life of them because it destroys the hot wire on them. It does all these things. So, you know, the little pennies you save not doing the little service things can really come back to bite you also, causing obviously vibrations issues with the engine that we're talking about. Some of these things come as reminders. They kind of piggyback for me when, hey, you know, that dirty air filter, it's pretty important to put a clean one in. They're not that expensive, but it will save money, wear and tear on the internals of the engine. And also, like I said, from damaging things such as mass air flow sensors, and a bad mass air flow sensor could cause a vibration because the car don't run right. So that's where
like
it came all the way around to that real quick. So, yeah, good stuff for sure. All right, folks, give us a call. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. Here on The Answer San Diego, anything automotive related, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio. And we're talking about vibrations today. So, and we have lots of different vibrations to talk about. Axle problems. Our vehicles are full of reciprocating, rotating parts that will fall within certain measurements or tolerances, right?
Anything that's in motion can cause a vibration.
There's no lie about that. So and we get, like, and other things off the engine. Like, we've had alternators. Now alternators have little clutches on them. You know, they got the little clutches on the pulleys. We've seen some of those come apart, start to come up, fail, and cause vibrations. Water pumps can cause vibrations on an engine. Anything that's rotating can cause a vibration. You're
yes.
right. So there's all kinds of things that
More and more cars aren't even having conventional alternators on them anymore anyway. So
correct. So there's all different kinds of things. And you know, you learn, we see new stuff and you learn something new with a vehicle about causing a vibration or causing an issue. And it can be very interesting what some of these things do. I remember the first time I saw one of those clutched alternator's causing a vibration. I was like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's got like a little sprag in it so that it'll roll backwards.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does. It can freewheel so that it doesn't put load on the engine if it's not needed to charge.
Yes.
Yeah, so which is an interesting concept.
Which is weird, too, because most new in a cars, there's always something drawing on it anymore. So you would think it was always pulling a draw.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's for start.
Well, and really, how much drag did the alternator have previously when it wasn't charging? Because it's electronically controlled as far as how much charge it's putting out.
Well, a lot of them are controlled by the PCM anymore. Anyway,
that's what I'm saying. So how much draw when you just aren't fielding the alternator and having it charge? How much draw does it actually, how much draw of power off the engine does it actually take just by running the belt?
Not much, but the problem is when you do 1%, 1%, 1%, 1%, it does do a lot of draw.
It does.
So, because even the water pumps are now going to electric and stuff like that, so they're taking the draw out of the, which in turn puts more of a load on the alternator because now you have to power something else, so.
It does, but not as much as is off the front of the motor, so that's why they change a lot of, like, going to electric fans versus having a fan driven by
power
the motor.
Power steering is electric now instead of, and it's,
so they're taking a lot of, which you can take a smaller motor, turbo it up and make it put out a lot more horsepower, and if you're not robbing from it, then it can do a lot more with a smaller powertrain there.
Well, and implant. Smaller engines put out more horsepower in this day and age anyway, so
they do
with the fuel injection and this and this and this.
So. They do. There is no question in mind about that for sure. So but they put out a lot more horsepower, but also when they can, because they're wound up, that when you get a vibration, it can be even a worse vibration.
Yes.
Without question. So one of those things. So we're talking about vibrations this morning, folks. 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. But you can give us a call. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way on The Answer San Diego. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Give us a call here as we're discussing vibrations and different things. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. We're here to talk to you about it. Do want to let folks know, Auto Talk Radio is also sponsored by Interstate Batteries of San Diego. Interstate Batteries is a battery for every need, no question about that. And they are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group when it comes to vehicle-related batteries. If you do need a vehicle-related battery, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make your appointment and get in. We'll install an Interstate for you. They are the highest quality batteries out there. If you were to look under the hood of our vehicles, you'd find nothing but Interstate batteries. If you need a battery for any other need, they have those too. Like it says, a battery for every need. You can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th and University, or just Google Interstate Battery of San Diego and find it from there. But they're there to take care of you. Highest quality batteries out there. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's grab Frank real quick. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you fellas doing this morning?
We're doing awesome. It's a little slow this morning. You're the first person to call, but we're always glad to hear from you.
Yeah.
I meant to call you last week, but you guys were talking about how beautiful the weather was where you were at. It was raining like heck down here.
Oh, was it?
And I was out walking looking for some place to hide.
It was a strange Saturday the weather was last Saturday. I remember that.
Yeah, it was. Well, listen, I think my truck misses you guys. You know that?
That's good. We like what we miss it.
you were talking about vibrations this morning, and I go, well, how about a clunk, you know, because when I turn my my wheel to the far right and or to the far left, I get a big clunk, which vibrates the whole car.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you got any idea what that might be, or is that something I can bring you guys to?
Oh, yeah, you can always bring us anything car-related, that's for sure, but could be something in the steering.
Can be binding.
Could be a little bit of binding or something, or could be getting a pop. Sometimes we even see, and that doesn't have struts on it, but you can get a vehicle with a strut and the spring pops in the strut sometimes because the insulator's worn out. There's a lot of different things that cause stuff like that, though, but we'd be happy to look at it for you, and we could definitely put an eye on it and figure it out rather quickly, I'm sure.
It was kind of crazy, you know, and it doesn't, it steers fine going down the road, everything else. Just when I stop and I make that sharp turn left or right, you know, and
gotcha.
Clunk.
Gotcha. Does
it's loud, too.
It feels nice and tight driving down the road and all that. Nothing feels loose or anything like that.
Nah, feels great.
Gotcha.
Feels great.
Could just be a bushing that's binding a little bit when it gets on that point. It's dry or something like that. We've seen that too. So, but you know, next time you're in for service or whatever, yeah, we'll put an eye on it, figure out what's going on for sure.
Well, now that they're letting us get out on the road a little bit, maybe I'll drive up and see you guys. Needless to say, I don't drive that thing much, you know, so it needs to be driven. If you're going to have a diesel, you got to drive it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No question. And I'm sure you're about raring to go out and get on another trip.
I was supposed to be in Florida right now, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. So
fishing in the Everglades. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can get back to a little more normal as we keep going. And things are starting to open up, so it's looking good for sure. And hopefully you can get back to doing the tripping. Yeah, the road tripping, as we call it. There you go.
Yeah. Well, listen, fellas, I just wanted to say hi when I get a chance, I'll come out that way. Do you think I should bring it up to you guys or take it anywhere?
You can go to Chris or in our El Cajon store or bring it up to us. Whatever you want to do, Frank, we can handle you at any location. So you just let us know where you want to end up.
Okay. Well, you guys have a good weekend, all right?
Will do. You too. Get out there and get some walking done. Have a great day.
Yeah. I queue in my car, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, guys.
Take care, Frank. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, good stuff there for sure.
Well, not for him, but
I don't think that it's anything.
No, it's nothing severe.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Definitely,
it's always, you know what, and with trucks, I mean, because Frank's got a decent sized truck. I mean, like weight wise, so a truck like that to buy new with the diesel and everything in it, it's a pretty expensive truck.
It is.
So
this is somebody we had a Yukon XL this week, and it's like a third car for these people. Had a transmission issue. They're trying to decide if they're going to do the transmission or not, but I guess they were telling Tim that they went out and looked at trucks to replace that thing. And she was like telling Tim, like, oh, those things are a lot. So like a Yukon XL, which is like an Escalade kind of whatever, if you get it with all, I mean, that's an $80,000-$90,000 truck. More?
The Escalade.
No, the Escalade's like 110.
I was going to say, Escalade and the Navigator.
That's a Yukon XL, but it's almost the same. It's extra long, and you can have the leather interior and all that, but I think those are over $75,000.
It probably is.
Oh, so in that range. That's a lot of money for a truck.
Have you looked at the Caravans lately?
Dodge Caravan?
Yeah, they're expensive.
How expensive?
I'm going to say they're around $60,000.
$60,000 for a Dodge Caravan?
Yep. Maybe more.
Well, and the good news is
it could go up to 80 by the time you throw everything in. They're not cheap. I know that.
Guess not.
And that's why I was looking at the Escalades and the Navigators. Mm-hmm. They're both around that $110,000, I think.
So I'm thinking a transmission sounds a lot cheaper than one of those. And I think that the truck's got 140,000 miles on it or something like that. So I would, being a third car, I'd rather spend, you know, $3,000-$4,000 on a transmission than I would spend $80,000 on a new Yukon.
Oh yeah.
that's my theory. Anyway.
I mean, well, think about this. $110,000 for an Escalade. I mean, don't believe me, the Escalade and the Navigators, they're definitely a sweet ride. I mean, I'm not knocking them at all. But, you know, some people paid less for their house back in the 80s and 90s. So, and a nice house at that, you know what
I'm
saying?
It's all relative. One thing we hear about car repair sometimes is that's more than the car's worth. Well, the parts and all that stuff have nothing to do with what the car value is worth and what it takes to fix it. But I can tell you this. I always tell folks, if you're going to drive the value out of it, in other words, you're going to keep it and drive it, then the repair is well worth it. If you're not, then it's not, you know. Or if there's other major things wrong with the car, a bunch of things in it, then sometimes it's a good time to separate with the car. But all that has to be used to make an educated decision versus just going, oh, that's more money than one repair. Well, if nothing else is wrong with the car, the one repair, like in this case, you know, and definitely a transmission in a Yukon is not more than it's worth. But we do get cars like that even people are like, $1,000 repair. Oh, that's more than the car's worth. Well, if you put $1,000 in this car and you drive it another 12 months and it has no issues, break that up over a year, it's nothing.
Yeah, but so. I don't know where they get their prices of what a car's worth, because to me, I don't look at all this resale and
that's
all that stuff.
That's what I just said to you. It's
I know that. But yeah.
It depends.
Well, I mean, there's
the
more.
The car's going to continue to operate for you and get done what you need to get done. It's not related to. The value can vary so much, you know. But if you, like I said, let's say you had a $1,000 repair and you say, well, the car's only worth like $3,000 or whatever, but there's not a lot else wrong with it, and and you can drive the car another 12 months, and your insurance is cheaper, the taxes are cheaper, the license are cheaper, there's no car payment, it can be well worth it.
Yeah, but most cars, that even when they call out on these books that thing, most cars sell for more than what they say they're worth anyways.
They do. All right, let's go to Alan real quick in Chula Vista. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's interesting just listening to you guys. Made me think about a question. We used to have a good mechanic down here in Chula Vista.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was a place called Vans Alignment.
Can you do me a favor? Hey, when you guys call in, we try not to, I love hearing stories and stuff, but we try not to talk about other repair facilities as far as the names of them. You can tell me all about it, what they do, though. Go ahead, though.
They're out of business now. I'm just kind of giving that as a reference. But anyway, one of his mechanics was real good, and he went off with another guy, and they had their own business for a while, but he's left the area.
Oh.
And I remember him mentioning problems with CV joints. If you turned a certain way, it meant that the CV joint was bad while you were moving.
Correct.
And it kind of made me think of it when that last guy called in, because he didn't mention whether the vehicle was moving when he turned the steering wheel, or whether it was just stationary when he was just, you know, changing position.
That's a great thought, for sure. He actually has a Dodge truck, so he doesn't have a constant velocity axles. But you are right about that. And often an axle, when it's turned hard and turning, if it's having a problem, they'll make a noise or a vibration or a clicking type of noise. So you're on the right track there with something like that, for sure. But on that vehicle, he doesn't have those.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, but no, I do appreciate you bringing that up, because if you have a front wheel drive car that has CV axles, that could very well be that noise or a clunk. Also, you're correct.
Okay. Now, he also, I remember him mentioning, if you're turning to the right and you hear that clunking sound, it's probably a problem on the right side with the CV joint. Is that true?
If you're turning to the right, usually it's the opposite side.
Yeah, because it's on the torque side.
Yeah, it's on the torque side. So that which is the long, we'll call that the long running side. So if you're turning right, the left side, the long running side, and the torque side. So that's where the most pressure is put on. So it's usually opposite the way you're turning.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yep.
So you're saying that the opposite side has a heavier load on it?
Correct.
Because the vehicle. Just momentum, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, that, and also because the way when you're turning it throws its weight, and then also the way your system's set up, where the torquing of it, correct.
Okay, great.
So,
all right, good deal. Interesting show. Thanks.
I love that you listen to us. Thanks, and thanks for your call in this morning, Alan. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thanks, you too, Brian.
All right, take care. Bye bye. The only reason that I say that about mentioning other, because some stories end up being like stories about how somebody did something bad or something, you know, good's good. But I just always want to be careful about not referencing anybody that in saying anything about anybody. I love a story. If you have a story like, hey, this went wrong and da da da, that's great. I just don't want to be talking about somebody else in that kind of manner. You know, I don't want the name. I don't want the name out there. So if you want to call and say, hey, I had my car in this place in Chula Vista, and just go with that. That's great.
Just call it point A, point B.
Yeah, exactly. Whichever. I just don't want to be the guy that's spreading or part of spreading bad news about somebody. That's not what we're here about. We're here about auto repair. So, and how we do great auto repair and how, you know, we take care of folks. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm okay.
But it's okay. I can talk about us because it's us, but I don't want to talk about other people. I love hearing the story. I just don't want to talk about other people specifically because, I don't know that that's fair because sometimes when people call in, it's maybe an opinion and I don't know the other side. So I guess that's the best way to say it. I don't want to, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So all good. That's the main reason that I really don't like using names. Nope. Oh gosh. Here goes Kevin. Here we go. Stop. And anyway, give us a call about anything automotive related though. I'm happy to talk to you about 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And we're talking about vibrations and things like that. So, good stuff. And we appreciate the calls in and all that. And I didn't want to get on him really, but
that was a good call.
It was a great call.
CV axles, they also run them in the rear cars sometimes.
Yes, they do. Independent suspension cars now for
and,
sure.
And that CV joint where it gets its, I mean, I don't want to get too deep in this because it would take too long to actually explain a CV joint, but it gets in its groove where it's a normal thing. It'll leave a little pattern there. Well, the clicking comes from it crossing across that groove that is created in its normal driving pattern. And that's where you get your clicking noise from.
Quick. And or hardening coming off. So it gets little pits and stuff like
but
that.
But it's in that spot where it normally rides.
Correct.
And then when it crosses that, that's when you get it.
And then, but in the rear, they don't flex as much, you know.
The suspension going up and down, I had.
Well, I'm saying like a turning one. You know, in the front end, they turn to the hard.
No, but I got this one from a Miata. That one's even worse because it stays in that normal riding position
it's
even
just
more.
Worn out one spot.
Yeah, and you got a vibration out of it.
Yeah.
So actually, if you flip the axles around, it'll go away. And then you know your axles are definitely bad. I mean, it's not a good idea to leave them like that, but I'm just saying it's a good way to go.
Flip them from left to right.
It's a good way to go. Yep, that's definitely my problem.
That's a lot of work, though.
Well, sometimes when you're dealing with vibrations, this is a problem with vibrations. Sometimes
you've got to put extra work in.
Yes.
I agree, because it can be.
Because, I mean, definitely in our when we get done with what we're doing here, we want to definitely, we're trying to do the best job that we can. I mean, obviously.
Correct.
There's sometimes, especially with vibrations, when you run across things, you have to tell the customer, I'm not sure this is it, but it's definitely bad. We need to replace this to further our investigation here.
Correct. Often we need to dig in further. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. Once we verify something's bad, then it needs to be replaced and move forward. A lot of times that takes care of everything. Sometimes there's still another issue.
Yes.
So it depends on how bad the vibration was and how long you left it that way to how many things it's affected along the way. So it could have started small and you left it too long.
Yes.
So, anyway, good stuff. All right, let's grab Mike and Santee. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I just had a question about aftermarket brakes.
Sure.
On the Ford F-150 and 016, when you hit the brakes, especially going downhill, there's a lot of vibration. And I've been told that's common in the Fords. Is that true?
Nope. Not that I know of.
Really?
I don't know what...
When you say a lot of... You mean you actually get like a braking vibration?
Yes, brake wobble. Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, it might be common that it happens because it warps, but it's not like something that should not be taken care of. How about that?
Yeah, it's fixable. Do you do a lot of towing with this vehicle or anything like that?
No, I'm a landscape contractor, so I have a truck full of, lawnmowers, et cetera. It's full with the rack and all that.
And that stuff's not real heavy, though. I mean,
really not.
No.
It's possible though. They're using the brakes more and often. A really good rotor might fix something like that. Like what?
Pure Forge. So yes. there's a company that we use if we do see brake issues. Like we just did one and put Pure Forge rotors on an F-150 that they're towing a camper all the time, and they go up to Big Bear and they ride the brakes a lot on the way down, and they were warping rotors like crazy, but because of the way they drove the truck, normal driving typically on those doesn't cause that issue, but it may be that. Are you the one that drives the vehicle or one of your employees?
No, I do constantly.
Oh, you do? Okay. So you would know if I, the only reason I ask that is sometimes we get an employee driving a vehicle and they, the way they tend to drive, they ride the brakes more, overheat them or something like that. It could just be, does it have aftermarket rotors on it now?
No, it's only got 45,000. Okay. I checked the brakes recently and they were good.
Okay. So yeah, cause the pads last a pretty long time on those trucks. Does, but is it a pretty bad vibration or just slight now?
I would say one to ten, three or four.
Okay. So you're almost there. It's quite annoying then, right?
Right, that's about it.
Yeah,
no big deal.
So I'm kind of the only problem is the worse that gets, it causes other issues like loosening up suspension bolts, things like that, because vibration can become an issue that way. You know where it comes more. But no, it's not normal. So as far as that goes, it sounds like has this been going for a while then?
I would say about 5,000-10,000 miles.
Oh wow. Okay. All right. So well, you may have just got a rotor that warped. I mean, that does happen. So
yeah, I think I'm gonna change them.
Yeah. You know, you could. What we do with trucks though, and if you're gonna keep, this is what I do with any vehicle I buy now. I put Pure Forges on it when I buy it because they last 200,000 miles. So, and that's
their, I saw that online. Yeah,
that's their guarantee. That is not a lie. I run them on, and the pads don't last that long. I still have to change out the pads, but I get about 40,000 miles out of the pads. So, but the rotors, you don't resurface them because they go through this metallurgy. And when I first met this company, and I actually, they're in Poway, I went and looked up their setup and I met the engineer and I was like, because being a master automotive technician, I was like, no way. There is no such thing that like lasts like that. And they're not, comparative, they're more expensive, but they're not crazy expensive. And we've installed them on a lot of people's stuff and you don't warp rotors. You do not warp rotors at all, no matter what you do. So, they've gone through all kinds of testing with this. And actually, even Napa just did a bunch of testing with these guys because they were very interested in them. And everything came back that top of the line. So, I mean, it is a high-quality product. So, just a thought.
And the name again for the company?
Pure Forge. Just like
P-U-R-E
Forge.
I will look into it.
Yeah, and if you need help with those, yeah, you can always contact us at the West Automotive Group. We, like I said, we install them all the time.
Thank you for your help.
No problem, Mike. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there.
You bet. God bless. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Bye-bye.
Hey, I got a question. Does Pure Forge actually make their own rotor, or do they just do...
No. So they take a stream OEM high-quality rotor, and they run it through this metallurgy process.
Okay. So
that actually prevents wear and stuff. And let me tell you something about these rotors, which is amazing, and that is, real quickly, what they do with the process, you can run that rotor 100,000 miles and you can mic it and no metal has come off of it. It does not wear.
So
does not wear. So you know,
they don't recommend cutting them at all.
You
then.
Cannot cut them.
Okay, I was just asking.
But here's the deal. You don't need to, because the reason we resurface rotors is because they, no, well, not only that, but they, metal comes off and they have this weird pattern and
it's not flat.
Exactly. And new pads won't ride or wear in good on them. Well, you don't need to do that. These stay continually flat. If you did a run out on them, there is no run out. Across the face of it, there is no wear. So it stays perfectly flat. So it's a great rotor.
Right.
So, all right, let's collab Les real quick before we run out of time. Good morning, Les.
Good morning. Going back to your original subject, had a little bit of a shimmy in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I myself diagnosed it. I thought it was the tire. I looked very carefully at that tire. I stroked it all the way around with my hand. I found nothing. But okay. I took it to a good alignment shop.
Mm-hmm.
He drove it 50 feet, and he told me it was that tire.
Yep.
My point is that sometimes a separation can almost be imperceptible.
That is true. That is so true. And the way those get diagnosed is by, and the guy you took to, he knows tire vibrations too, you know, and so he's like, okay, it's this tire.
It's really not a vibration. It was a shimmy, especially at low speed, at very low speed when you got it up at speed. So it was, but it almost takes an expert sometimes to really say that's a tire. That's
it does.
That
and those kind of shimmies, that's a belt separation is what's going on inside there. So, and that does happen. And you can't always see it or feel it by hand. So you're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Got a good show, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening, Les, and thanks for calling in. We love your input. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Anyway, great stuff.
Normally, I call a tire separation like a wobble hit, kind of whoa.
Well, that's what. But yeah. We've had shimmies from them. We've had vibrations. Well,
we all have a different term, though. So I'm just, you know what I mean? That's why, especially when a customer comes in, you got to, because we call them different. You know what I mean? What I feel I would call something, the customer will come in and call it something else.
Gotcha.
So I just, that's what I was saying. I call it a wobble because I feel like the car's kind of wobble, wobble, wobble.
All right. Any last thoughts? Because we got about 40 seconds left.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. That's all I got to say.
Hey, yeah. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. There's another.
Dave Stahl original. Right there.
Yeah. Good old Dave. He used to say that back when. And you folks that listen to Dave on Sundays, Dave actually used to work for us at the West Automotive Group back in the day. Dave was a young man, if that's even possible. If that's even possible. So, you know, one of those great things. What does Dave say that he was young when the old sea was young or something like that?
He was alive when the Dead Sea was alive.
The Dead Sea was alive when he was born or something like that. I don't know. Gotta love Dave. Hey, folks, we appreciate you joining us here at Auto Talk Radio every Saturday morning. Check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. We'll help you with any of your needs. Have a wonderful weekend.
Week at the same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.